Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC Radio Solent.
28 minutes to 11. Paul Miller Show. Now, as I said, we'll do the bag very, very shortly. However, I just want to have a little word with you before we go any further. A couple of things that I just wanted to share with you. As you will no doubt be aware, you'll have been hearing over the last, 6 months or so, there are going to be some changes to BBC Local Radio, not just here in the South, but up and down the country. And it's something that happens. Things change. Nothing lasts forever. I can remember the days when I used to look in the mirror and see hair. That doesn't happen anymore. I can remember the days when my trousers had 28 waist on them. That doesn't happen anymore, sadly, either. So things change. Things move on. And there are going to be, as I say, some significant changes to BBC Local Radio. Well, when things change, sometimes it's a good idea to have some fresh blood and to start afresh. And so after considerable thought and considerable discussions and conversations with friends, my colleagues, and also a number of people who are very, very close to me, I have decided that now feels the right time for me to clear out my drawers and get knotted. In other words, it is time for me to say goodbye to you. It's not going to happen tonight. It's not going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. I can't give you a date yet, because we don't know, but it will be happening. Now, there's a few things I want to say that are really, really important to me. First of all, I haven't been sacked, okay? So before people start suggesting that's happened, it hasn't. I have not been asked to leave. I haven't been encouraged to leave. I haven't been made to feel awkward or anything. In fact, the opposite is true. And when I first spoke to my manager several months ago about this, she did everything she could in her power to try and change my mind. It is my choice. It is my decision. It's going to be difficult. I mean, I've been doing this particular program for, well, this is our 23rd year, which is just amazing that you've kept me going for 23 years with such brilliant content. The reason this program has and still is one of the most listened to in the country is because of you, because you've allowed me to infiltrate your private personal space and allowed me to have a little rummage around to see what I can find and pick out all those lovely little quirks and those idiosyncrasies that've made you so special. And I have just taken those special things and shared them with everybody else. I've made you embarrassed to walk down the street. People have had to go out wearing disguises and all sorts. But we've had some great, great conversations. I have met some wonderful people through you, and it's been something that is very, very special indeed. Even though I've been doing this programme for 23 years, this year is my 34th year working at the BBC. Now, I'm not quite sure what's happened, because I came here for 2 weeks. That was the original plan, and that was nearly 34 years ago. So either they didn't want to say something to me, or they just felt sorry for me. But one way or another, it has been 34 years, 34 amazing years. Let me say one final thing also. When I first started at the BBC, I was in my early 20s. It was the late 1980s, and things were changing then. As they have to. Nothing stays the same. Things move forward. And there were some people who had been at the station, and I thought, it's time that you were moving on now. It's time that you allowed the new air to come through, you know? And I feel that now I am getting to that stage where it's time for me to shove out the way and let some new people in, to let some new air, some new blood, and some new ideas. I'll be very sorry to say goodbye to you. I will miss you. I will miss this place. I will miss the people and the station, which has been part of my life for 34 years. But it does feel as though it is the right thing to do now. There are going to be changes. You need some fresh blood, as I keep saying. So, it's not happening immediately. I can't give you any dates, because we don't know the dates yet. I will also tell you that everything carries on as normal for the time being, but at some stage later on this year, this programme will change, and I will be packing my bags, and off I go. So, I know we're going to need a little moment between us, you and me, to take this on board, but I just want to say that it has been my decision. I haven't been forced. I haven't been put in any awkward positions. No one has pushed me. And if I hear people saying, why did the BBC sack you? I will be smacking your legs, because that is not what has happened. I was invited to put my name forward and all my nonsenses and idiosyncrasies to move on to the new scheduling, to new programmes, etc. But I thought, no, now is a good time for me to call it a day, and I can go off and do whatever I choose to do. Though I'm sure we will meet up again at some stage in the future. So that is all I wanted to tell you at this stage. As I say, we'll probably need just a little moment. We'll do the bag in a short while, but we'll have just a moment of time to get our breath back and just say thank you for listening to my sermon yet again. And everything carries on as normal, please, for the next few months or so. Okay, well, I'm not going yet. I don't want known miseries. I don't want anybody being unhappy. But of course, if you're someone who can't stand the sight and the sound of me, well, then you have had the best day ever. So enjoy it.
Beercheckdownloads.com.